他宁愿走黑门山。
再
经过约旦谷。
So he was willing to go from Mount Hermon again through the Jordan.
最后就到了耶路撒冷。
Then to Jerusalem.
为我们钉在十字架上。
And he was crucified for us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是变化山的故事。
So this is the story of Mount Transfiguration.
那变化山的时候刚好是祝棚节的时候。
So Mount of Transfiguration during that time was also the Feast of Tabernacles.
所以彼得才说我们一座帐篷给一座棒的为主，一座棒的帐篷给给什么？一座帐篷给彼得，还有一座帐篷不是一座帐篷给摩西，一个给以利亚。
So that is why Peter said, "Let's make one tabernacle for Moses, one for Elijah."
那第二个，这就是为证明说那个时候与祝棚节近。
And that.Means the Feast of Tabernacles was close.
那祝棚节就是葡萄成熟。
And during that feast is when the vine matured.
也就橄榄，也就橄榄成熟的时候。
And also when the figs matured.
所以当我们主到了橄榄山，
所以
不到了黑门，到了变化山。
When our Lord went to the Mount of Transfiguration,
好像一串一串的葡萄一样。
He was like clusters of grapes.
这个生命真是成熟。
This life was mature.
每到一个地步，你看见每一个葡萄都代表生命的骄傲和荣耀。
And then you can see that each grape represented the glory of life.
但是很奇怪。
But quite amazing.
如果今天你光欣赏主生命的美丽
，If you were to just appreciate the beauty of his life,
他可以升到天上。
He could ascend to heaven.
但是因
此 ，Brother and sister,
因着要把葡萄的生命分给我们
，But to share the life of that grape to you and me,
葡萄一定要经过酒榨
，The grape has to go through the wine press.
所以主耶稣必须为我们钉在十字架
，So he needs to be crucified for us.
他的葡萄经过无情的酒榨
，So that the grape would go through the wine press.
他的肋旁流出血和水来
，And then from his side flowed blood and water.
亲爱的弟兄。
Brothers and sisters,
他把生命就给了你，给了我。
He gave you and I life.
那个苦难是分，是把生命分给别人的苦难。
That suffering was a suffering of imparting life.
那是不应当 undeserved suffering， 那是不应当得的苦难。
That was a suffering that was undeserved.
所有的母亲因为生命成熟。
All mothers, because their lives are mature,
她不再是小女孩子
No longer are they little girls.
她不再是 maiden, 不再是少女
They are no longer maiden.
她生命成熟到一个地步
Their lives are mature to a
point. 你看见她把生命分给别人
So they can impart their life to others.
所以当你把生命分给别人的时候
So when you give your life to others,
你一定经过一个生命的惨难
You have to go through a birth pain.
当你经过生命的惨难
When you go through birth pain,
就好像经过酒榨一样
It's as going through a wine press.
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
当孩子生下来的时候
Once the child is born,
你分不出来母亲的眼泪是痛苦的眼泪还是喜乐
You can't tell whether the tears of the mother is of joy or of sorrow.
这就是十字架的故事
That is the story of the cross.
弟兄姊妹就在我们的工作和生命就在我们的主生命和工作来说
As to the Lord's work and life,
他像葡萄一样
He's like a grape.
但是为着你和我的缘故
But for our sake,
他最后在十字架上
On the cross,
经过无情的酒榨
He went through the wine press.
所以你看见等到路加福音告诉我们最后他从黑门山下来的时候
So in Luke, when it says that he came down from Mount Hermon,
他所走的路那是约旦河外那条
The way that he walked was beyond the Jordan.
那就是王的大道那条。
And that was the king's highway.
你记得那个？你记得苏拉米女？你记得所罗门他们当初不是就是从沿着王的大道一直走到黑门山吗
？Do you remember when Solomon went from the king's highway all the way up to Mount Hermon?
所以等到我们的主在变化上变了形象以后
，So after our Lord was transfigured,
结果你看见他下山的时候和门徒就是走在约旦河外。
So you remember that he came down with the disciples beyond the Jordan.
那这一段的故事是由路加福音第九章到第十九章讲形容。
Only Luke and Luke chapter 9 and 19 tells us that.
马可记得很少。
Mark mentions it.
马太也记得很少。
Matthew mentions it.
这是路加福音的特点。
Luke is that feature.
路加福音特别告诉我们最后180天就是六个月，到底我们的主怎样走在 从黑门山到哥哥他山中间的山谷。
Luke is the one who told us the last 180 days of the Lord's life, how he walked from Mount Hermon from the valley into.
最后就为我们钉在十字架。
And then he was finally crucified.
所以就是你现在你看见吗
？Now do you see?
同样的一个故事，这是四福音里面的故事。
This is a story in the four gospels.
但是现在我们回到这个歌中之歌，回到雅歌，我们就清楚了。
When we return back to Song of Songs, it becomes clear.
你看见的在黑门山，那是所罗门跟苏拉密站的。
You see that in Mount Hermon, the Shulamite and Solomon standing together.
摩西和以利亚代表旧约的圣徒。
Moses and Elijah represent the saints in the Old Testament.
你记不记得是摩西告诉我们是将来神要兴起一个更大的一位？
Do you remember it was Moses who told us that God is going to bring forth one who is
greater? 就是指着我们的主来说。
And that was he was pointing to our Lord.
所以我们在旧约讲到苏拉密女，典型的代表是摩西跟以利亚。
So the typical ones to represent the Old Testament saints and the Old Testament is Elijah and Moses.
新约的代表乃是彼得、雅各、约翰才能做代表的。
And in the New Testament is Peter, Andrew, and James.
所以你看见说，所罗门跟苏拉密站在黑门山上。
So you see Solomon and the Shulamite standing on Mount Hermon.
那么他们谈论出去的。
So when they were talking about the Exodus,
所以当你读到第三、第四章第六节的时候
，So when you read chapter four, verse six,
他说我要
，He says I want，
我要表他心里有个意思
，I will，
他做没有做是另外一件事
，Whether there's a purpose there, they will or don't，
他说我要往摩押山
，I will go my way，
和乳香当去。
To the mountain of Merv,
直等到天起凉风，日影飞去的时候，我回来。
Until the day breaks and the shadows flee away is when I return.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
意思是我们的主可以就升到天上去了。
That means that our Lord has been ascended to heaven.
我可以来到父的，我可以回到父家。
I can go back home to my father.
我的一生就是莫要山和乳香岗所代表的。
My entire life is represented the mountain of Merv and the hill of.
在我顺服神旨意的时候
，When I obey His will.
你看见就是莫要山跟乳香岗所代表的。
It is represented by the mountain of Merv.
现在我可以升到天上。
Now I can ascend to heaven.
那么等到天起凉风，日影回去飞去的时候再回来。
And I can return until the day breaks and the shadows flee away.
如果我们主那次升到天上，他要回来的。
If our Lord were to ascend to heaven that day, He would have returned.
所以你看，这一句话是我要。
He says, "I will."
他要这么做。
I will go my way.
所以他就和以利亚，就和摩西商量这件事。
So he discussed this issue with Elijah and Moses.
后来他明白父神的旨意。
But then he knew God's will.
他可以升上去，他宁愿不升到天上。
He could ascend to heaven, yet he chose not to.
谁为他做见证
？Who was a witness for him?
两个见证人。
Two witnesses.
一个是以利亚。
One is Elijah.
一个是摩西。
One is Moses.
就可以升天。他没有升到。
He could have ascended, he did not.
所以等到主真的升天的时候
，When the Lord true, when he really ascended,
也是两个见证人。
Another two witnesses.
圣经没有说是两个天使啊。
The Bible doesn't say two angels.
是两个年人穿着白衣是没有错。
It was two people wearing white clothes.
你在医院里面很多的护士都穿白衣的。
You know nurses in the hospital wear white clothes.
你不能说他们是天使。
But you can't call them an angel.
他们两个是见证人。
Two witnesses.
为什么
？Why?
他们能解释耶稣怎么升天的
？Because they can explain how he ascended to heaven.
明白吗
？You understand?
现在为什么需要两个见证人
？Why do you need two witnesses?
当中有两个见证，见证说主可以升天，他们有这两个的爱我们。
Two witnesses that's the fact that he could have ascended and he did not.
现在他又果然升到天上。
And then now the Lord has ascended to heaven.
在主回来以前
，before he was returned.
你读启示录的时候
，if you read Revelation,
又是两个见证人
，another two witnesses.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你清楚的很
，now very clear.
讲到升天
，when you speak of ascension,
讲到主回来
，when you speak of his return,
要记得
，you have to.
这就是变化山的故事
，that's the story of the Mount Transfiguration.
所以这是我们的主一生很重要关键时。
So this is in our life, the Lord's life, a moment, a very important moment of crisis. When he decided to come down from Mount Hermon, he decided then to impart his life.
就好像母亲经过生产的苦难
Just like a mother going through childbirth.
经过酒榨
Going through the wine press.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
有两个池子
There are two,
有两个 pool,
there are two pool,
这个我们普通讲 wine press 是两个,
there are two pools,
有两个 vat,
yeah, two vats in the wine press.
一个是上面，一个是下面,
there's an upper vat and a lower vat.
你把所有的葡萄就摆在上面的时候,
so you put all the grapes on the upper vat,
所有的脚就踩在上面,
and the foot steps on the grapes. That's the story. And slowly all the grapes get disfigured.
生命的美丽在哪里?
Where is the beauty of life?
生命的丰富在哪里?
Where is the abundance of life?
所有的脚都要践踏在上面。
All the feet and steps on it.
慢慢地就是美, 那个酒就从亚酒池就流到另外一个酒池。
So the wine then flows from the upper vat to the lower vat.
所以就是美。 等到所有的葡萄失去它的形状,
so when all the grapes are disfigured,
下面那个就是,
the vat at the bottom
就代表复活,
represents resurrection.
弟兄姊妹, 等到我们从死里复活的时候,
so when we resurrect from the dead,
这个葡萄酒就像长江大河一样,
that wine is just like the Yangtze River.
结果到了冬天的时候,
so when it comes to winter,
每一个犹太人家里不管他有多久,
all the Jews, no matter how poor they are,
他一定有一杯的葡萄酒,
they have a glass of wine.
当他们, 因为葡萄酒在圣经里面带有喜乐,
because the glass of wine represents joy in the Bible.
当他们喝这个酒的时候,
when they drink the wine,
他们没有想到,
they didn't think of it.
那个葡萄的树干, 躺在冰天雪地里,
all the branches of the vine are under snow.
已经被人忘记,
and they are completely forgotten.
那么是不是因为被人忘记,
and because they're completely forgotten,
他就不再供应了他们,
does that mean it no longer imparts life?
但是春天来的时候,
when spring comes,
你看它又长又发芽又长起来,
again the vine grows up.
这就是基督的生命,
that is the life of Christ.
这就是葡萄树的生命,
that is the life of a vine.
所以现在我们明白,
now we understand.
这就是变化现象的故事,
that is the story of the Mount of Transfiguration.
现在你知道, 十字架有赎罪的一面,
on the one hand you have the redemption of sin,
有赐生命的一面,
but it also has giving of life.
弟兄姊妹, 我们每次讲的十字架都主怎样为我们赎罪，讲的主怎样解决我们罪的问题。
So when we talk about the cross, every time we talk about how our sins are forgiven, the problem of sin,
你的罪的问题得到解决。
Your sin is solved.
你最多是回到伊甸园。
The most you can do is go back to the Garden of Eden.
是没有犯罪的状态。
You will go back to the condition of no sin.
你这样还是虚空的。
But you're still empty.
神的目的要你吃生命树的果子。
God's purpose is for you to eat of the tree of life.
只有生命树果子进到你里面做你的生命，你才算是人生有意义的。
Only the fruit of the tree of life entering you gives you purpose.
所以明白了，现在你懂得变化山上的故事的意思在哪里。
Now you know the story of the Mount of Transfiguration.
如果没有变化山,
if there's no Mount of Transfiguration,
如果主不是这样做的话,
if he didn't do this,
那他只做我们的救主,
he only becomes a savior,
他就不能是我们生命的,
then he cannot be the Lord of our life.
他怎么把生命赐给我们?
How can he give us life?
每一个小朋友那么活泼那么可爱, 那个那么美丽的生命怎么来的?
Where does the lively, happy life of a child come from?
母亲经过了生产的痛苦,
once our mother goes through childbirth,
所以就是没, 现在你明白吗?
Do you understand?
对于我们来说,
to us, the cross to our Lord is shame.
因为十字架是一棵树被挂,
because that cross is but a tree and our Lord was hung there.
但那棵树对我们是生命树,
but that tree to us is the tree of life.
我们要问那棵树怎么是我们的生命树呢?
We have to ask, how is that the tree of life?
那就是变化山上的故事,
the story of Mount Transfiguration.
主为什么要从黑门山到哥哥山?
Why did the Lord have to go from Mount Hermon to Golgotha?
他已经升到天上,
he already ascended.
他已经来到整个生命和侍奉的最高的境界,
he is already at the highest level of life.
他可以满足父神的旨意,
he already accomplished God's will.
但是为了你和我的,
but for your and my sake,
他要把那个生命分给你也分给我,
he wanted to impart that life to you and me.
结果你接受耶稣基督的，你不仅接受他做你的救主，not
only do you accept him as your savior,
你也接受他做你的生命，you accept him as your life.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是什么故事？ What is that story?
这个就是黑门山的故事，这就是变化山的故事。
The story of the Mount of Transfiguration.
所以你看见根据这里的预言，
according to the prophecy here. We see the King's Highway all the way up to Mount Hermon.
但路加福音刚好告诉我们, 等到我们的主从黑门下来,
but Luke also tells us when he came down from Mount Hermon, it was that same way.
所以感谢,
but thank the Lord.